This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On this Feed Forum Friday, we get an update on the corn and soybean crops in the Midwest with Dr. Mike Hutchins, retired dairy extension specialist from the University of Illinois.
Today's Feed Forum is going to look at two of the major feeds that are in dairy farms and most livestock farms, and that is the outlook on corn and soybeans. The crops are coming in here in Illinois. They're coming in big, Bill. 27% harvested on soybean ahead of schedule and about 19% on soybeans. So I'm going to look at the USDA estimations from Illinois. The average yield they're projecting is 214 bushels per acre. This would be the second highest yield potential. And I think we're going to see these big numbers coming in most of the major corn-growing areas. We have numbers here as high as 260 bushels per acre has also been reported in the last week or two as well. The other crop, another crop to look at are soybeans. Why is that important? Because soybeans ends up going to soybean meal, which is the primary protein source used on most dairy farms and other livestock farms as well. Illinois data just came out on 66 bushels per acre. That's up 17% from last year, plus extra acreage on top of it. So there's going to be lots of soybeans the way it looks at this stage of the game. And, of course, that is going to have an impact on soybean meal, which is our major protein supplement. Fuzzy cottonseed, a staple used by many of our farmers in southwestern, southern parts of the United States and here in Illinois as well. The current price, somewhere around $2.20 a ton, and that is below break-even price. That's one of the first times it is really a good buy, and so therefore it looks like another alternative feedstuff. We look at other feed comparisons, the spread between high-quality and low-quality legume grass hay, about $70 a ton. So we're looking at about $140 a ton for lower quality, upward around $200-$210 a ton for high quality here. And if you look at the price of RFQ, Relative Forage Quality Index, about at $1.09. So armed with that information, what do my dairy farmers do? Well, if you happen to have extra corn on your dairy farm, which is true here in Illinois, you're probably going to store it on the farm, hoping that the prices will respond once some of the decisions and amounts coming in. But we are now already seeing corn piling up outside, meaning the storage bins are full at this point. Another question is the spread. In other words, the Chicago market has it around $3.40 a ton, and that spread can go all the way from 10 cents to as high as 90 cents a bushel, which simply means that on farm, the prices can be quite a bit lower. Minnesota economists indicated there were some $2.75 a bushel of corn available in Minnesota. So the next question is, should you be buying or selling? And we talked about the selling. If you're going to buy corn this year, when you get down around 3.25 a bushel, if you can buy it below that, you may decide that's time to pull the trigger. Soybean meal, if it gets below $300 a ton, one consultant said you should lock it in for the year. Now, sure, there's some wild cards out there. We're still harvesting corn. The yields could vary a little bit, but, of course, the tariffs, the huge tariff question coming in, especially on soybeans and to a smaller extent on corn. We had one popular press article indicating that U.S. beans are being sold to Argentina, and Argentina was selling to China, and so those kinds of things happen as well. Bill, our take-home message, certainly be aware of what strategy you might look at when we see these crops coming in this fall, especially on corn and soybeans here, and should you be pulling the trigger, locking in some prices to try to help us out in terms of our profit margin. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, retired dairy extension specialist from the University of Illinois.
Cottonseed in your dairy ration could mean more cash in your pocket because cottonseed's high fat content makes it an excellent source of energy for milk production. Plus, it can increase the butterfat content of the milk your cows produce. Add it up, and it all means better milk in the tank and more money in your bank.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
This week has been a real downer in the dairy markets with barrel cheese falling to a 9-year low. What's going on?
I think it was a combination of factors. I think overall strong milk production has continued in the U.S. over the past several months, and cheese production continues especially strong. While commercial disappearance and domestic demand and even exports have been good, it hasn't been enough to help that barrel cheese price, which has seen continued declines in demand, even getting some media attention recently on lower demand for American cheese singles.
That's Lucas Fees from High Ground Dairy in Chicago, who will tell us more on Monday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.